Welcome to the UUSM Connections podcast. I'm Jack Brennan, your host, and this is our third and final podcast about our All Together Now auction. The auction ends this Saturday, and it ends at 10 o'clock at night. But before Saturday at 10 o'clock, we have Saturday afternoon. And where are we going to be Saturday afternoon, Karen?
We are going to be at the sanctuary, Jack, and we are going to be having an amazing time together. Everyone is welcome. There is no charge to get in, and we are going to have a fantastic event. We're very excited.
What time does it start?
It starts at 2 o'clock, and it goes till 4. And so it's a great way to come together, celebrate our community, and we're going to have raffle tickets to sell for some beautiful baskets that include a movie night basket. It includes Mareva's wonderful flan recipe and the ingredients, and a chance to meet with her privately. And she's going to give you a private lesson in making flan. And then we also have wonderful picnic baskets and just really beautiful things that you can buy raffle tickets to, and we will draw the winners during the party. That's going to be fun. And PJ Stalteri is our chef extraordinaire, and he has come up with a retro Midwest appetizer theme. So he has created this amazing menu of turkey meatballs in a coq au vin sauce and a broccoli Mornay. I don't know what that is, but it's a potato casserole. It's a fancy word, and I'm not sure what that means. Do you know, Hilder?
Mornay sauce is a French cheese sauce.
Yeah. A broccoli Mornay potato casserole. And then we're going to have bruschetta, and we're going to have spinach artichoke dip, shrimp dip, cheese balls with they have a dirty martini flavor, and a clementine pomegranate jello salad. And also, we're going to have wonderful lemon bars made by our community.
PJ never lets us down on the food, and that sounds just amazing.
I'm hungry right now reading this. Yes.
This is wonderful.
And we've had so many community members come forward, and they are bringing wine and beer and sparkling waters. And the volunteering is very generous for these items. So thank you to our beloved community.
It'll be a fun party for sure, but what can people do to help?
We definitely still need help with setup in particular and cleanup in particular. We could also use some help with the food service. I think when you think food service, you think of people like dishing up food in a line. It's really just keeping an eye on tables where the food is to make sure they're tidy and there's plenty of everything there. We need help in those areas in particular. Should we talk a bit about like the entertainment?
Yes, Chris LaPaglia is going to be playing for us, and Nicholas is going to be at the AV equipment. So we could even have some sing-alongs, and it's going to be lovely to be together. And we'll have beautiful decorations and flowers by Diana Candy. And it's going to be really lovely. Very festive.
Can't wait.
Now, Jack, we learned about something on Sunday that maybe some people weren't there to hear about, but you had the brilliant idea of adding an auction item. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. For those of you who weren't at the service this Sunday, we now have the Jesus part of that Jesus window is gone, and it has been replaced by a beautiful flaming chalice that yesterday when the sun was shining through behind it, it looked like that chalice was lit. It was so beautiful. And as soon as I saw a video of them removing the Jesus panel of the window, my immediate thought was, that's an auction item. So we got approval to make it an auction item, and it will be listed probably by tomorrow.
Yeah. So take a look on our auction catalog on the Auctria website, and we'll have that listed hopefully by tomorrow. Yeah. And Jack, I think that from what I learned from Rev Terry, it seems like that window is around 100 years old. So that type of antique stained glass is quite valuable. And of course, it's invaluable to our members since it's such a piece of history of our community.
I know about all the items I'm bidding on, but tell me what else is going on in the auction. What other items are out there?
Well, sort of jumping off the valuable window that we were speaking of, we have some real bargains right now. We have three vacation property rentals. One of them is up to a week at Incline Village, and it's currently going for $1,000.
Wow.
Which sounds like a lot of money, but for anyone that goes up to the Tahoe area, that's a bargain. We also have two weekends at Bear Valley, another beautiful area up in the mountains, either for skiing or beautiful in the summer with outdoor summer activities and greenery. And they are both currently going for under $250 for
the whole weekend.
Those are two separate weekends. We also have a few pieces of fine artwork. One is by a UUSM member, Kevin Warnock. One of her pieces hung at the De Young and sold for $3,000. And we have a piece from that same collection. It was a three-piece collection. It's beautiful. I have seen it in person. It's a beautiful piece of art. And it's currently going for $300.
Whoa.
It's a bargain. We have another piece of art that is valued at $1,000 of a scene by another notable artist in San Francisco. So it's very significant to the area. The bridge is in it, and it's lovely. It's valued at $1,000, and his starting bid is
$100. Wow.
And cloisonné cranes. We have some cloisonné cranes that are also going for well under their value. We looked it up, and these things like this are going on places like eBay for $200. I would highly encourage people to take a look at them.
Yeah, another bargain is that spruce up car care. It's only $100, and that is well under value. And that would be an amazing thing to do, especially spring coming and wanting a spring clean of your car.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that does sound good. I think I'm going to bid on that one, too. I need that. And then there's a wonderful magic show in San Francisco. And Kelly is taking a group of people up to San Francisco to the magic show. She's going to give transportation up there, which is really nice because it's in the downtown San Francisco area. And it has wonderful appetizers and drinks before the show. And it's a very intimate setting. Again, and it's amazing because it's a small group and you're right with the magician. So that starts in the foyer where you're seated and you can have drinks and appetizers. And then the magician comes table to table and he's doing these things in front of you. And even though it's right in front of you, it was amazing. Couldn't figure out how he was doing what he was doing. And then the chef, I tried watching so hard to see, and I couldn't see a thing. And then you go into this theater, which is very intimate and small, and he does these amazing things that my jaw was dropped. We took Sylvie when she was younger, and it's for any person, really, but she was just floored. She actually got to participate. And it was just so much fun. So that's a really great, great item that a family might enjoy being together, going to that.
Right.
This year, we have Suzanne Prochka offering a lecture on Arctic explorers, stories and photos. Last year, Reinhardt gave a wonderful group lecture on cassava that I attended with Charles, and it was fantastic. And we're looking forward to attending Suzanne's lecture this year as well. We learned a lot, and it was wonderful to hear the expertise of some of our community members.
Great.
I know some of our events that are being offered are a bit further off, and it can be hard to think about, what am I going to be doing in the fall? But I did want to point out that two of our events are just as the church year is getting started, which I think can be a great time to come all together now, right? So we have an end of the summer, beginning of church year, two events. One is a taco party on September 20th. And we also have a mystery wine and cheese on September 13th. Most people are back and around by that point, and sometimes we don't have a lot to do after Labor Day, and that can be a great time to be like, oh, I've got these fun things to do with people from my UUSM community. We also have 2 one-week sessions donated by the preschool that is on our campus, Kinder Academy Montessori. The theme of the camp this year is Hawaii. And here's what they have to say. We're taking a trip to Hawaii via this camp. The children will learn about the geography, animals, plants, and culture of our island state. Children will also learn hula dance with Hawaiian music. It's a fabulous preschool. This is a fabulous opportunity, and it's another bargain, because as parents know that search for camps every year, it's going to go for well under what you'd pay for this, especially this quality camp. I just wanted to emphasize that I think in the past, like a grandparent got this for their grandchild. Ooh. You could share our auction with your neighbor who has a preschooler. We want to make sure this goes, and we all know we don't have a lot of preschoolers at UUSM right now. It's just a tremendous opportunity, and it's so great that Sophia donates every year, the director of the preschool, and supports our community in this way. Don't be shy about bidding on that one. It doesn't have to be for your own child. It could be for a relative. You could point a friend or neighbor to it. I'd hate to see this one not go.
That's a great idea, Hilder. Great idea. And that's very generous of them.
Yes. Wonderful. I wanted to point out we have some spots left in Shakespeare in the Park. Pam Gerke is going to be offering a late afternoon picnic with an Italian theme, followed by a San Francisco Shakespeare Festival performance of Two Gentlemen of Verona. So that sounds like a fantastic afternoon, and that's on Saturday, August the 16th. Jack, thank you for this opportunity to talk with us again about the auction. We are so encouraged to see that we have 61 people that have signed in and that are perusing the catalog right now. We would love to have some more people. Our goal is to have 75 of our community members get onto Auctria looking at the site and bidding. We still have a handful of days left. Please, if you haven't signed in already, please sign into Auctria and take a look at the catalog. It's really impressive.
And don't forget to go online shortly before 10 p.m. because I happen to know there are some people in our congregation that are quite competitive. So if there's a dinner you really want to get in on, or a piece of artwork you really want, or a vacation-y weekend, get on at the end, because when you wake up in the morning, it might be gone if you don't.
That is so true. That is true.
All right, that end time again is Saturday, April the 12th, 10 p.m. is when all bidding closes.
And from 2 to 4 that same day, that's the party.
Thank you, Jack, for encouraging participation in the auction and in the party. And we look forward to seeing everyone there.
Yes, thank you, Jack.
Don't forget, that's Saturday, 2 to 4 for the party. And come early to help set up. Stay a little bit after to help put things up, if you can. And don't forget, it all ends at 10 p.m. on Saturday. Thanks to our listeners. Keep making connections.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jack.